It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Good time.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
He's got to make a decision. Hello.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Boy, y'all just get so animate about this, don't you?
Hold on, we had an air horn go off in the studio. I'm sorry, what was that?
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week.
Last year's team was way more deserving of...
Oh, good God!
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
That may be the maddest that Norm's ever been on the air. And that dang air horn kept going off, and he finally kicked the chair across the studio. It didn't cause that reaction, but it was still violent.
He has such anger problems. Oh, the tell-all that Mary will one day publish.
All right, it's 7:57 on the ticket, and yes, it's time for the e-break here on a Friday morning. Well, if you're having trouble here in the host studio, should you ever try to get help from Killer?
No.
Well, on the shake joint, they tried to get help from Killer, and you tell me if they got help from Killer on the air.
What's the replay? Still won't get fine. Yeah.
Bad radio with the Fox 4 replays.
Yeah. Yeah. What?
The Fox 4 Whoa. Clips.
Whoa.
Did you dump that?
Hello.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, hello.
The Clarice's?
You do the exact same thing.
I don't think I've ever said that word on the air.
But you would dump it.
I don't know.
What if you add Oris at the end?
Yeah, that's still
medical?
Not okay.
No?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Someone try it. It is medical. Yeah. You guys are in charge. Someone say it. Someone say what Killer did.
All right. So was Killer confident when he jumped on the air there to tell them what the replay was?
You don't need to have any more words after air.
He sounded so nervous as though it was his first time on the air, not his 10,000th time.
That's all right, Killer. Hang in there. That was one Killer Kellison up for an e-break, candidate number one.
Can we hear Nervous Killer one more time?
Sure.
What's the replay? Still won't get fine. Yeah.
Bad radio
with
the Fox 4 replays.
Yeah. Yeah. What?
The Fox 4
Whoa.
Clips.
Whoa.
Did you dump that?
Hello.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, hello.
The Clarice's?
You do the exact same thing.
I don't think I've ever said that word on the air.
What a rude thing to call Mike Ducey and Steve Eager.
All right, candidate number two comes to us from the hard line. It's that moment when Rhines has a bit of a stammer and then... He gets jumped on. We get funny Corby laugh here. Maybe even a dolphin swim by. Let's give a listen.
No, I don't want to hang out with you.
He's mad.
All right, that does it for E-News.
E-News.
Oh, Mike.
Damn.
E-Woos.
E-Woos. It's 4:53 on the ticket.
It's like they're just sitting around listening to their favorite comic when Rhines is trying to say something. And when he has one of those, they just all fall out laughing.
Doesn't it give you an icky feeling of, it's so pranking your granddad feel on that show sometimes. Okay, stumbles every once in a while.
Yeah, it happens.
Star Wars.
He's radio greatness. Have respect.
How about one more time?
No, I don't want to hang out with you.
He's mad.
All right, that does it for E-News.
E-News.
Oh, Mike.
Damn.
E-Woos.
E-Woos.
The mic noise.
4:53 on the ticket.
He messes up a word, and all of a sudden, it sounds like you're feeding a dolphin. Okay, that's backwards.
I also love that every time Mike messes up, Mino immediately plays the Barry Switzer. Oh, Mike,
Mike.
And Where is that from? Was this recent when Mike was talking about Star Wars that Jerry, you just played the drop where it sounded so funny?
That's fairly recent.
Yeah.
I think it was during.
I think that was
right before Dry Dock.
Star Wars. Star Wars. Star Wars. Star Wars.
Say that in a really weird way. All right, way to go, Mike. You are up for an e-break once again.
Star Wars.
And from the Morning Musers, I always get this name wrong.
Garag? George Dunham.
Garag? Durnham, you guys accused me of changing my voice. I did have some sort of weird hiccup or something, but you guys claimed I was trying to sound like another sports announcer.
Do you remember Rick Perry's mugshot? He did the same thing. He was in the suit with the smile and the hair perfectly combed.
How come they didn't give him a towel?
Why'd you get kind of Craig Way on
that? Yeah, that was weird. Why'd you say Hiv?
I don't know.
Why'd they give him a
no? I don't know. I had a weird
catch
in my voice there.
How come they didn't give Hivett
a towel? One more time. How come they didn't give Hivett a towel? All right. Something tells me that's a new drop.
How come they didn't give Hivett a towel?
I don't know why I said Hiv.
Next time we have Troy on and we're talking about a game played in the rain and a quarterback who had problems.
What's that?
Play that.
How come they didn't give Hivett a towel?
I like the Corby. Did you like it? It's just, I don't know. There's some sort of frog in my voice or something. All right, let's go all the way through the long version one time.
Do you remember Rick Perry's mugshot? He did the same thing. He was in the suit with the smile and the hair perfectly combed.
How come they didn't give Hivett a towel?
Why'd you get kind of Craig Way on?
Yeah, that was weird. Why'd you say Hiv?
I don't know.
Why'd they give Hiv a towel?
I don't know. I had a weird
catch
in my voice there.
By the way, I think that you ought to take Craig's initial question and have that as a random question for a Peter King or Troy Aikman. Just... Do you remember Rick Perry's mugshot? There's no explanation for that question.
What's that?
Do you remember Rick Perry's mugshot?
All right, good. We got two drops out of that. All right, so those are your candidates, Killer, Rhines, or me. 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Dale Henson's better mustache.
We'll pretend we didn't hear that. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
George Dunham fighting Eeyah Million while being shot out of a cannon and vomiting placenta over the crowd.
Man, that's just too weird.
A little David
I guess
Moore
that's a vote
first.
For me, though. Yeah. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
This is going to be a George.
That's a weird voice, too. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I love you badly, Giorgio.
Okay, thank you.
Who's that woman again?
Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
And Mike and the Beer Enthusiast strikes again, Biatch.
What do you say? That's an undervote. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Hey, Junes, you know what?
What?
Vaginal slice, born born.
It doesn't make it any funnier.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. No, it doesn't. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hello.
Hello.
Is it Eeyah Million? How are you doing?
Okay. All right. Easy on the accent.
Mother. Hey, listen to me. Your mother, she's a bitch.
Okay. Thank you.
That is the most callous response
to these charges that are, so very serious.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
I'd like to vote for the stinky dolphin taint of Corby.
Oh, man.
Not really up, is he?
No, that's a Ryan's vote, I guess. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Backdoor Georgie, Struggle Butter Mustache. Thank you.
No, you're not welcome. You are not welcome, and you're not welcome to call here again. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Bon Bon.
Who's that?
Bon Bon.
Bon Bon.
I don't know. Hello, you're on the ticket, AM and FM.
Vaginal slice, more.
No! Stop. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes, I'll have to cast my vote for Eno's on the ticket. I mean, the ticket.
Okay, thank
the
you.
The ticket.
Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, the ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to give a quick shout out to the P1 Copenhagen room, and I'd like to vote for Jennifer Mills front bottom.
Okay. Hi, you're on America's favorite radio station.
I want to know where to go with that. Give me Reiner.
Okay.
That is a country leprechaun spotter.
Hello, you're on the ticket.
Hey, George?
Yeah.
You still slamming ass?
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Well,
who wins the e-break?
George,
no,
are you?
I'm not going to answer questions.
Oh, you're not
like
still
that.
Doing it?
I don't know if I ever really was. Hi, you're on the ticket.
George.
Yeah.
You should win every time.
Every time?
I think... Every time. There should never be a time that you don't win.
Okay.
What kind of James Gum voice is that?
Yeah, that's
well,
weird.
I guess that gives me a win. Thanks for the endorsement, and we have ourselves a winner.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Do you remember Rick Perry's mugshot? He did the same thing. He was in the suit with the smile and the hair perfectly combed.
How come they didn't give him a towel?
Why'd you get kind of Craig Way on?
Yeah, that was weird. Why'd you say Hiv?
I don't know.
Why'd they give him a towel?
I don't know. That had a weird...
I don't know.
My voice there. How many wins is that?
That is your 64th win. You're 64 ahead of Craig Way.
Well, I can't win every time, but I did win this week.